Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rick Sofield. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jerry Koosman. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Bossetti. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Otto Velez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The DH, Bob Robertson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jesse Jefferson. And now, play ball. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage strikes out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Bossetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Griffin for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Koosman. Baylor moves to second. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koosman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baylor moves to third. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez strikes out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is hit by the pitch. Bossetti moves to second. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Weiniger moves to second. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a line drive into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bosetti. Wilfong reaches second base with a double. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. Wilfong moves to third. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilfong scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bosetti hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Landreau. Bosetti reaches second base with a double. Baylor goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Twins. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-1 in the game. Velez takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Bosetti moves to third. Velez moves to second. Two outs. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Sofield hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 1 in the game. McKay bunts towards the mound. Koosman fields it and throws to first for the out. Howell moves to second. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 1 in the game. Cerrone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howell moves to third. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howell scores. Cerrone moves to second. It's Twins, 2, Blue Jays, 2. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bossetti hits a line drive into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Blue Jays 2. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Norwood hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into left field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Velez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mayberry strikes out. 1 out. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robertson hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Howell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Blue Jays 2. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive towards first. Mayberry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Landreau hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-2 in the game. Sofield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. McKay hits a fly ball into right field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cerrone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman fires to first and has Cerrone trapped. There's the throw to Smalley, who tags Cerrone for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Griffin hits a line drive into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Norwood bunts towards the mound. Jefferson fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to second. One out. Mike Willis now pitching. Bob Randall pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-3 in the game. Cubbage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Randall now playing second base. John Castano now playing third base. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Mike Marshall now pitching. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bosetti bunts towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. Baylor moves to second. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Velez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Landreau bunts in front of the plate. Cerrone fields it and throws to first for the out. Smalley moves to second. One out. Jose Morales pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smalley moves to third. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Dave Freisleben now pitching. Bombo Rivera pinch hits for Rick Sofield. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bombo Rivera now playing right field. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howell takes first base on ball 4. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-2 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Woods pinch hits for Alfredo Griffin. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods takes first base on ball 4. Cerrone moves to second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Gomez now playing shortstop. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baylor. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jackson moves to third. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Norwood takes first base on ball 4. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to home to get Jackson. Norwood moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano takes first base on ball 4. Norwood moves to third. Randall moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McKay reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Landreau hits a pop-up towards short. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bossetti strikes out. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Velez takes first base on ball 4. Ted Wilborn pinch runs for Otto Velez. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Toronto Blue Jays, 2. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.